Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That was one great block by Giannis. Chris Paul falls down and lost the ball.
And you've got numbers right now via the Bucks.
Holiday, Middleton, inside, he banks it home. Timeout, Phoenix. This building is shaking.
Costly turnover here for Chris Paul, his fourth turnover of the game.
This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
We continue here in BetQL Daily, part of the BetQL Network. Cody Decker here for Joe G. We saw Chris Paul come up short against the Bucks in the big series. And by the way, do you really think that this... I mean, we're about to do a segment called the All-Mush Team. And we're really bringing this up because of Chris Paul. Because at the end of the game, especially in the fourth quarter, you know that moment where he had that long drive and this fumbled the ball, it seemed out of control. I do think it's a bit unfair, though, that we're going to throw him on the all-mush team. But quite frankly, at the end of the day, he just hasn't been able to get it done.
Listen, when you have that many 2-0 leads in your career in the playoffs and you don't get it done, I mean, that's how it works. And is it unfair when we do this to certain players? It is. But here's the deal, Cody. NBA superstar, NFL quarterback. That's what you think about with this, because they control the game more than anybody else, right? Like, we can come up with a mush for baseball, but unless it's a starting pitcher or a closer that's going to really impact the game with their poor play, like a left fielder, can left fielders, you know, mush teams? I don't know. It's baseball. It's a different sport. You need nine. In football and basketball, that star quarterback, that star player, they affect so much of the game that if their team keeps losing these big spots, yeah, because they cost you money. That's what it is. They keep costing you money. You're going to call them a mush.
Well, guys, units, teams that you will not put your money on because of their history of choking, here we go. Who is number one on your all-mush team?
Well, I mean, let's throw baseball to start, okay? And I said not a single player, but the Phillies bullpen over the last 2 years. So we've had this running joke in Philadelphia on my show at night that if you just live bet the other team when the Phillies are up late in the game, and we've never actually done the math on this, but I would expect and contend you have a lot of earnings right now, because last year's bullpen in Philadelphia had the worst ERA in 90 years. In 90 years, Cody, that's a lot of baseball. That's a lot of bullpens. And then this year's bullpen has been better, right? The ERA is in the upper fours, not seven, but they've already blown 23 saves. I mean, it's July. I think their franchise record for saves blown in a season is 25. Cody, we have more than 2 months to go. This is why every time a rumor comes up for Craig Kimbrel, people are like, go get him, give up anything. Just get a closer in here. The Phillies bullpen, they rip hearts out. And if you're better on the Phillies, and there's reason to be, right? They have a pretty good offense, pretty good starting pitching. You could talk yourself into the Phillies most nights on a run line or however you want to do it, money line. And then seventh inning comes around and it's like they just took your money and flushed it down a toilet. The Phillies bullpen has to be part of this.
Absolutely. And I'm going to echo it a little bit, but I'm not going to say the Phillies bullpen. I'm going to pick one bullpen pitcher right now. Absolutely card-carrying member of the all-mush team. And ever since that crackdown happened, Edwin Diaz has been arguably the worst reliever in Major League Baseball for the New York Mets. He's blown his last three straight saves. His spin rate and spin efficiency has dropped off dramatically since the crackdown. And I know a lot of guys have, but a lot of those guys whose spin rates and spin efficiencies that have dropped down have come back a little bit. Such as pitchers like Lucas Giolito, he was also figuring out other ways to get guys out. You've seen what Gerrit Cole is doing. However, Edwin Diaz is an entirely different person, and you couldn't give me any reason to put my money behind that guy right now. Edwin Diaz, you might be my captain.
That's an interesting one. And he's had, I mean, he's had famous meltdowns too, right? Like he's up four runs and they somehow lose the game. Mm-hmm. For a good closer, and you're right, he's in a tough run. He's had like, it feels like some closers lose and then some closers really lose games. Like you feel like you have it and then they completely destroy you here. Cody, there's some good ones. Bullpens can kill you. Bullpens can, that's why we had Joe Osborne yesterday. He has been writing and tweeting about first fives, right? Baseball bets first five innings because you don't have to worry about these bullpens, which could be so volatile. These closers go up and down, right? The mush is on, and then you're like, oh my goodness gracious, I had this thing and I lost it because the bullpen.
Yeah, no, it's just what keeps happening. And man, Philly, it's a good call. I mean, it's you can't even pick one. You just got to look at that entire bullpen, throw a rock, and blame that guy.
All right, Cody, let's throw I think the other thing we could throw in here is quarterbacks.
Oh,
quarterbacks
yeah.
in the NFL that you fade, quarterbacks in the NFL that you want to stay away from or you've bet on before and they've burned you. You know who's burned me for years? Matthew Stafford. I know he's on a good team now, but like you always look at the Lions like, all right, they'll score enough points to cover this game. Matthew Stafford is there. And you look at Matthew Stafford in his career and I feel like he is a guy when you're trying to win the line, right? Mm-hmm. They're fake, you know, whatever. The Lions have been underdogs for years. Let's say the Lions are 8-10 point underdogs. You feel like Stafford could throw that one extra touchdown late in the game to get you the cover. And it always seems like it doesn't really work out. Stafford is a guy for as good as he is and as talented as he is. And I saw recently ESPN or one of those rankings, they put him like the sixth best quarterback. I'm like, all right, let me see him go win some games. All Matthew Stafford has done for a decade is lose football games. That's all he's done.
I mean, he's been in Detroit. He's had an offensive line made out of graham crackers. He's had no targets for a decade. I mean, what do you want the guy to do? I'm amazed he's even alive at this point.
I want him to stop losing me money, which he's done for years. And I like the Rams this year. The 12-1 to win the Super Bowl. I think they could, but I mean, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to take the Rams and put a Super Bowl future on the Rams, and he's going to throw two picks in a playoff game. And I'm going to remind everyone of this conversation. Stafford steals money on you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, well, I'm going to stick with the quarterback situation, and obviously I would make this guy the captain of my all-mush team, but I don't want to bestow him any credit whatsoever, and obviously, it's Kirk Cousins, the worst. Can't stand him. You want a guy that's actually legitimately cost me money? It is Kirk Cousins. 2 years ago, he should have taken that team all the way to the end. He couldn't because he's Kirk Cousins. I'd rather watch Kirk Cameron play quarterback.
Listen, Brian Baldinger, I think we'd all agree, is a pretty big football guy. He knows his stuff. He likes Kirk.
Listen, the show is a show that is hosted by the Joes. My name is Cody. I'm not one of the Joes. So he's just not going to, he's not going to give me what I want. He's got to make good on you because your show. And by the way, it's very odd being a guy on this show without the first name Joe, but no one's actually noticed the shirt I'm rocking today. I'm rocking a anti-hero G.I. Joe shirt. No one caught that.
I missed it. That's a good shirt though.
Thank you. I'm like a member of Iron Maiden. I wear my own merch.
Honorary Joe here today, Cody Decker. Let me throw one more at you. A guy that I think he's been someone that has cost people in recent years. Now his career has just ended. But what about late career Drew Brees? A lot of favorites in these playoff games. Home playoff losses. I think my quarterbacks he lost to at home over the past couple years. Like Tom Brady last year. There's no shame in losing to Tom Brady. But like he's lost home playoff games to Jared Goff. He lost a playoff game on the road to Case Keenum. He nearly lost to Nick Foles. There was a lot of, I would say, the Sean Payton, Drew Brees combination. They came up small a lot in playoff games, I'd say, over the last decade or so.
Yeah, that's a good call. You're right. He has. You can't deny the fact that he won one ring. And man, how long ago was that? 2004, 2005? So he hasn't really been able to get them over the hump. And by the way, they were my pick for like three straight years for the Super Bowl. I thought they were going to be unbeatable. And you can make the argument that the referees did very much hurt them 2 years in a row and a game-costing call. But you can't deny the fact that Drew Brees just hasn't gotten to the promised land again. I have another name, but it's for a kind of different reason. And it's a name that I think everybody kind of expects because we all saw what he did in Tampa Bay a couple years ago. And that is, of course, oh my God, I just lost my train of thought. Jameis Winston, sorry. Winston is definitely on my all mush team, but here is the actual reason why. It's not necessarily because of his play, which of course is not very good, but it's more so that after his last game on the Bucs, they asked Bruce Arians, do you think you can win with a different quarterback? And his direct quote was, well, we won with this quarterback. That is what he said. And then the next year, they get a different quarterback and win the Super Bowl. As far as I'm concerned, Jameis Winston belongs on the all-mush team for the history of football just because of what Bruce Arians said.
Well, look, they make one switch, and it was a big switch, but they win the Super Bowl. Like, what was holding them back? It was Jameis. All right, let me throw one at you, and I'm going to go against my own rule. I'm going to give you a baseball player, a famous baseball player, and one that I've gotten to watch now, Cody, up close every game for now going on three seasons. And the more I watch this guy, he's really good. He's been an excellent player, I would say, in his big league career. But is there any part of you that wonders when you watch Bryce Harper?
Oh, you did it! You did it! It was my next pick! Listen, I was going to say Bryce Harper!
He walked out the door in Washington and they won the World Series. He left and they won the World Series. He's never been out of the first round of the playoffs. I watch him, right? He puts up numbers and he's a good player. But man, I never feel like in a big spot ever that he's going to get a big hit. Last night he's up with two guys on. He 10 minute at bat. He walked. It was a good result. But like, I never feel like he's going to get a big hit in a big spot. It's been a decade now, and I don't feel it.
I couldn't agree with you more. It was literally my next pick. I was looking so forward to just slam dunking that one in there. Yes, Bryce Harper, 100%. Got that huge $300 million deal, goes over to Philly. They go right down into mediocrity immediately. His former team, they literally lost a major league MVP, and instead of getting worse, they won the World Series. You can't deny that there's only one common denominator in this mathematical equation.
It's Bryce.
Yeah.
It's Bryce. And when the Phillies fail again, it's Bryce. It is. He's a good player, but he was supposed to come in and change the franchise. They're still a 500 team, 47-47. It's the same thing. It's the same thing all the time with Bryce Harper. He might be the most expensive of all these guys we're talking about.
Without question. Hell, he's practically cost, as much as two of these guys.
Right.
And again, Bryce Harper is not a bad baseball player. He was an MVP, but we're never going to see it again. We're just not going to see it ever again. I just don't think it. And I don't think the Phillies are going to win with him. I know that's crazy, but I just don't think he's a winning player.
Oh, that's not crazy. The Phillies aren't winning anything. I know it. Everyone in Philadelphia knows it. We know it.
Well, guys, we are going to take a quick little break. Coming up in the next hour, we have to go prop shopping. We'll also take a look at some NFL combo bets that we will take a tail or fade. Cody Decker, Joe G on the BetQL Daily from BetQL continues next right here.